Bonjour,
bienvenue.
Bonjour, merci.
Frank Darmon is only 35, but he already knows where his bones will lie, not in his native France, but in Israel.
Quand vous regardez, vous allez dans un cimetière en Israël et vous...
When you go to a cemetery in Israel and you look at the blue skies, the sun, all the white tombstones, and you go to a Paris cemetery and you see the grey surroundings, it's very distressing. The soul doesn't have the same type of rest.
Darmon is not the only French Jew drawing this conclusion, and not just because of the weather. For the living and the dead, Israel is becoming the final destination.
Mais grosso modo, le pourcentage, je pense que c'est 1 sur 3. En ce moment, à peu près. Après, il y a aussi les personnes, c'est pas très représentatif.
Darmon should know, he manages a funeral home in northeastern Paris. He estimates about a third of his business now heads to Israel.
Il y a trois sortes d'envois de morts en Israël. Les gens qui décèdent, les familles...
There are three kinds of shipments. Those who die and their families decide to send their bodies to Israel. Then there are people who want to exhume a body and send it to Israel for reburial. And we have people who want to buy plots ahead of time in Israel.
Just how many Jews end up in Israel is hard to say. Israeli airline El Al, which carries the caskets, will not disclose the figures. Undertakers like Darmon, along with the Paris Consistory representing the Jewish community here, say the numbers are growing steadily and amount to hundreds each year. They reflect Israel's larger pull for French Jews who are immigrating there in record numbers for reasons ranging from deepening anti-Semitism to France's struggling economy. Ariel Kandel, who heads the Paris office for the Jewish Agency for Israel, says Jews feel increasingly threatened in France.
Il n'y a pas tellement eu de réaction de la communauté par rapport à ça, parce que les gens se sentent de plus en plus menacés.
People are afraid. They're afraid. There's not a crisis in France's Jewish community, but if today many Jewish families are talking about going to live in Israel, the role of the State of Israel is to facilitate this.
But Kandel believes it makes more sense for Jews to arrive in the Holy Land alive.
Israël s'est pas fait pour être enterré, Israël s'est fait pour vivre.
The point of Israel isn't to be buried there, but to live there and build the country. It's something positive.
But increasingly, burial decisions are being driven by necessity as well as by choice. While special Jewish sections in many French cemeteries still have plenty of space, those around Paris, where about 70% of French Jews live, are filling up. That's true for celebrated cemeteries like Père Lachaise. And for the area's largest cemetery in the working-class suburb of Pantin, undertaker Franck Darmon.
En réalité, le carré juif n'est pas une obligation de la mairie de Paris. Ça a été fait comme ça, ça s'est fait de façon officieuse.
Paris City Hall isn't obligated to have Jewish sections for cemeteries, and today other communities are also pressuring City Hall to have their own special sections. So today, cemeteries like Pantin are beginning to have mixed plots. It's permitted under the lowest level of Torah law, if the majority of plots are Jewish. But it's not great, and those who are scrupulous about Jewish laws prefer to be buried in Israel.
Funeral homes are quickly responding to this new reality. Across town, undertaker Menachem Peres says his funeral home ships about 130 caskets to Israel yearly, including exhumed bodies for reburial there.
Les prix des places en Israël augmentent de jour en jour parce qu'il n'y a plus autant de places qu'avant.
The prices for funeral plots in Israel are going up every day. Our funeral home has bought up 100 plots at the Beit Shemesh Cemetery, southwest of Jerusalem. And we have contacts across Israel, with cemeteries in Tel Aviv, Ashdod, Jerusalem. So if someone dies and needs a plot, we can get a place very rapidly, in the next 15 minutes or hour, so we can send the corpse off.
Une concession perpétuelle, ça coûte déjà plus de 3 000 euros à Paris, une concession perpétuelle. À ça, il faut rajouter les obsèques. À ça, il faut rajouter...
Peres does a rapid calculation of the cost of being buried in France versus Israel. At the end, he says, choosing Israel as a final resting place is only a couple of thousand more euros.
Alors bien sûr, il y a des frais de voyage qui sont à compter en plus, mais des fois les gens savent que de toute façon les frais.
You have to add in travel costs for the family, but even if it's a little more expensive, it doesn't matter, because Israel is forever. Jews won't have problems there, and it's the Holy Land.
Perez heads to his next assignment at a hospital outside the capital. Family and friends crowd around a casket set out in a small room. Men chant passages from the Torah. An old woman cries in a corner. The casket is lowered into a waiting van, the door snaps shut, and the body is gone, on its way to Israel and sunshine. Lisa Bryant, DW, Paris.